This is Ed Serwin with the weekly box beef trade for week ending May 9th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 258.12, and that was $3.48 higher. There were 827 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was 13% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at 256 even, and that was 54 cents higher. There were 6,386 total loads sold for the week, which was 186 loads lower than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,354 loads, and that was only 9 loads lower than last week, and about 52% of the total loads sold. Exports, as reported on this box beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 586 loads, and that was 97 loads lower. 158 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 428 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales were at 853 loads, which was 196 loads lower than last week. Once again, the biggest outfront sales were briskets, with about 2 million pounds, and the average prices were $3 to $7 below the current spot prices, but very, very close to the formula prices. Also, about 1.3 million pounds of round products that were priced very close to those formula prices. And 1.7 million pounds of middle meat items from the loin and rib that were priced $12 to $55 below the current spot or negotiated prices. These recent outfront sales will begin to be delivered after Memorial Day. Taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice chuck and round primals were $1 lower to $1 higher, and the rib was $4 lower. The choice loins did continue to climb, and they were $7 higher. The cow cutout and those 90% trimmings were 70 cents to $1.30 higher, regaining what they lost the previous week. They have both traded in a very narrow range during the past 8 to 10 months due to limited available slaughter cows and a strong demand for ground beef. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for May 2nd showed that week we imported 27,942 metric tons of fresh beef, which was 1,600 metric tons higher than the previous week, and that equates to roughly 61 million pounds of imported beef for that 1 week. Year to date, for the first 18 weeks of this year, we are still running 39% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and that is on top of last year's really big jump in imports. Australia was up 75% and New Zealand was up 31%. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, those live prices were very sparse and mostly $1 higher in Kansas on a really, really light test. The dress prices were $1 to $2 higher than the bulk of the trade last week, and they were at $2.56 to $2.57, but it also was a very light test. And the average live weight from the Texas Panhandle was 6 pounds heavier at 12.76, and that was 37 pounds higher than last year, which was 12.39. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending April 25th was 6 pounds lower at 8.66. But that is still 25 pounds above the previous year, which was 841 last year, and the 5-year average was 826. The choice select spread was $11.29 on Friday, which would be just about steady compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.